shlamim. Karban shlamim, so we've spoken about ola and mincha already. And ola and mincha, both in their own way, have a certain character. And in many ways, there's a lot of overlap between ola and mincha. As we saw yesterday, the very extreme channel that ola and mincha are even like mincha is a kind of ola, whatever that means. We're going to be speaking about today the karban shlamim. Karban shlamim is a very different kind of karban, bipashtus. It has different goals and different halachas and a different status. And then hopefully next week we'll speak about chatas and asham and then bechor, maaser, pesach. We'll try to do a good job, hopefully, in whatever time we have, to go through the karbanos. Let's begin with an overview of some of the dinim of karban shlamim so that we can sort of understand where it's at. The first thing to know about karban shlamim is that karban shlamim, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Zvachim, karban shlamim is in the category of, if we go up for a second, the Mishnah and Zvachim on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, sorry, Nun Hey Amid Aleph, that shlamim are kadshim kalim. That means as opposed to ola and mincha, which have like a higher level of kedusha, shlamim are karbanos and they are holy, but they're a little bit of a lower level, kadshim kalim. I should point out, I think if Schechter points out from Salvation, we shouldn't be so surprised of this. We know that there are, throughout Chazal, different tiers of Kedusha. So even though all of Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, Yerushalayim is more Kadosh. Har HaBayis is more Kadosh. Kosh Kedoshim is more Kadosh. And we say like in Havdalah, Yantif Shabbos, Shayantif HaMavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh, that there are tiers of Kedusha. So Shlamim is at a bit of a lower tier of Kedusha. Step one. What are the implications of shlamim being kachim kalim? So one is, the Mishnah tells us, its location for shchita, when you shecht the karban shlamim, we are much more flexible for where you shecht it. You can shecht it anywhere in the Azara. It doesn't have to be on the northern part of it. What else is unique about shlamim is it's ne'echalim b'chol ha'ir. Anywhere in Yerushalayim you could eat it. Here we don't mean anywhere in Yerushalayim like anywhere in... like where the hotels are in Yerushalayim or Katamon, we mean within the walls or the halachic walls of the Old City. And what's most unique about Karban Shlamim, which we spoke about, is that when it gets offered, you have 2 days and one night. You have 2 days and one night to eat the Karban Shlamim. Most Karbanos, so Karban Ola, you don't eat at all. Most Karbanos, you have a day and a night. The chiddush of karban shlamim is you have 2 days and one night to eat karban shlamim that we spoke about again in our Pesach, in our Shirim and Meseches Pesachim. Additionally, karban shlamim is somewhat unique. The Ramban points this out in Vayikra, Paragimel, Pasuk Aleph, that an ola has to come from a male animal, a chatas has to come from a female animal, but a shlamim can come from male or female animals. It's a little bit more flexible in that sense. The Ramban tries to explain why, but not for now. But that's what the Ramban tries to explain a little bit. What is most unique about kachim kalim and shlamim in particular is that kachim kalim, the shlamim, is eaten as opposed to the ola, which gets entirely burned on the Mizbeach, and as opposed to chatas and asham, which get eaten partially by the Mizbeach and also by the Kohanim. Karban Shlamim is eaten by Yisraelim also. The Baalim eat it also. So everyone can get some of the Karban Shlamim. All are, again, able to do so. And because in the category of Kachim Kalim, there are a lot of other nafkaminas that emerge from it. Karban Shlamim, an additional just din or so to help us understand things. Karban shlamim, so, can be offered both by, as a nidava. It's often offered just because you voluntarily want to bring a karban shlamim. And there are certain cases where it's a chiyuv to bring a karban shlamim, such as on the shalosh regalim. So we know there's a din of simchas yantif. And the Gemara tells us in Pesachim and Daf Kuvtes, in simcha el bebasar, and the basa we're referring to, bipashtus, and for many Mishonim, really, is referring specifically to karban shlamim. That you have to offer a karban shlamim when you go to the mikdash 3 times a year, and that food that you are eating, that is considered to be the fulfillment of your Simchas Yantiv, and there are other situations where you have to bring a Shlamim. But Shlamim, most of the time when we speak about a Karban Shlamim, we're talking about a Shlamim which you voluntarily offer. You decide that you want to bring a Karban Shlamim. Adkan, the first section of Shir, just a little bit of background information about Karban Shlamim. More people eat it. You have 2 days and one night to eat it. It, because it's Kachim Kalim, its Shechita can be anywhere in the Azara. You're allowed to eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Those are some of the details of a Karban Shlamim. Of a Karban Shlamim. Okay. Second section of Shir is why is a Karban Shlamim. So Theo, a lot of those are general Kachim Kalim, where you shecht it and where you could eat it. The 2 days and one night is a unique Shlamim idea. Why is it called a Karban Shlamim? Where does it get its name from? So we know already from Ola and Mincha that the name of the Karban is really important. That Ola could mean either it gets all burned, or if Hirsch thought, Ola Milashon Aliyah, it's that going up. Mincha, the Rishonim point out, means Daron, it's a gift. And the name, the meaning of Shlamim, is going to be very important, Lichora. So we're going to understand a little bit today what the goal is, the purpose of a Karban Shlamim. Why would someone offer it? Why would you offer it? But to introduce that, we'll speak a little bit about what the word Shlamim actually means in Rishonim and in Chazal. So let's see a little bit. The Chizkuni says, and the Rashbam has it also, that Shlamim is Milashon Tashlumin, like a payment. Shemishalim es Nidro. You are paying your neder. In that sense, Shlamim sort of gets its name from the fact that you commit, it's a neder or a nedava, you voluntarily offer it. Shlamim is the payment of what you offer. Interesting. I don't know why that would be the most critical fact about it. Sounds like something about the fact that Shlamim is offered voluntarily and a payment of your neder is really important. What else could Shlamim mean? So Rashi quotes two deyas. One is Shlamim is matilin shalom ba'olam. Somehow it leads to a peace in this world. I don't know how. Yeah, Rafi, it doesn't really explain those Shlamim so much. Or it's shalom because, not to give peace to the world, but sheyesh ben shalom lamizbeach lekoa nemulavalim. That part of what defines Karban Shlamim is that everyone gets to eat it. You, the Mizbeach Hashem, and the Kohanim. The Ralbag goes a little bit further. The Ralbag says that it's Shlamim Minyan Shalom, wrote to Lomar Shehu Yavo Acharei Shalom Bein Adam Lemakom. It's almost like Shlamim is not brought because you sinned. It is what you bring. It's different than Rashi. It's Shlamim Milson Shalom, but not to the world. But it's what you offer after there's peace in the world. After you and the Rebbeinu Shalom are on good terms, so this is the carbon that you bring. It sounds like Shlamim is clearly not about Kapara, really. Ola may be about Kapara. Chadas and Asham are for sure about Kapara. Mincha may be about Kapara. The Rabbah says, no, Shlamim is like the peace offering, i.e., it's what you offer after there's peace. Bin Adam Lemakom. So now you come along and now you do it. The Ksavik Kabbalah and Rav Hirsch emphasize along those lines, the Karban's not really called Shlamim so much in Chumash. It's actually called Zevach Shlamim. Zevach Shlamim. Now, all of these Karbanos are technically Zvachim, hence the name of the Mesechas Zvachim when we speak about Karbanos, but Zevach Shlamim, says the Ksavik Kabbalah, Zevach typically refers to a meal of Simcha. A meal of Simcha. In that sense, again, the tone, one of the ideas you sort of get about Shlamim, we sort of see, on the one hand, the Rashbam, the Chizkuni, it's about Tashlumin, it's paying off your debt. But for most Rishonim, Shlamim, for Chazal, has to do with Shalom. For Rashi, it's like Metilin Shalom Ba'olam, like it helps bring peace. For the Rabbag, it's the result of peace. But it seems like, at least it's likely, it's really less Kapara-based in general. Part of what we want to try to figure out, we're going to develop two Mahalchim. One, more briefly, the second at greater length. And to see, the Ksavik HaBaal Binyamin says that Shlamim is always called Zevach Shlamim. Because Zevach refers to a meal of Simcha. So shlamim is associated with a meal of simcha. That, by the way, derech agav, a meal of simcha, the fact that we all sort of like eat it, it helps explain why, let's say, on Pesach, shlamim becomes the chiyuv we use for simcha. Meaning, you always have to, shlamim always is a happy meal. It happens to be that sometimes you have to offer that happy meal, like on the shalosh regalim. So, why is it lemaisa that you're offering a shlamim? What really is the goal? What really is the goal of shlamim? Shlamim does not mean daron. So that mahalach that we had in Ola and Mincha, where Rava says Ola is a gift, and the Rishonim say that Mincha means daron, it's not a gift, bipashtas. So what is shlamim actually brought for? So we're going to develop two mahalachim. There is a third mahalach. Rabbi Shmuel Hain wrote a great article about shlamim. I am unable to get it because it is at my makom in the Beis Medrash, which I'm not allowed to enter because the yeshiva has capsules, so I'm not allowed to go in, and it's not online. And I didn't remember to look it up until it was too late to email him for a copy of it, so I am somewhat limited. So we're not going to mention the Mahalach he mentioned, which is a very good one, but we'll mention, I believe, two other ideas. Theo shared his very scientific assessment based on years of medical study. Now, we will... One mahalach is as follows. The mahalach, incidentally, is the mahalach of the netziv. I saw this morning someone put it together. It's really a merome sada in a couple of places. It's a netziv in... We'll skip for a moment. I'm just on your sheets entirely. It's a netziv in... Emek Davar and Shmos Yud Ches Yud Beis, but it's also common in Merom Yisada and Zvachim Chav Testament Beis, Bechoros Chav Vavam and Aleph. And that is the following. If you remember, the Netziv was like the one person that in Karban Mincha was into Mincha also coming for Kapara. It seems like on some level, the Netziv is a believer. The Netziv's a believer that like Karbanos are really very Kapara focused. Very Kapara focused. So Netziv argues, I think Shlamim also actually comes for a kind of kapara. Now some of us may be thinking, aren't we running out of things that we need kapara for? It's like those long vidoy sheets before Yom Kippur, where you're done with the first two pages and you're like, I think every one of my sins has already been mentioned. And you keep on going on and going on and going on. So what is the Shlamim coming to bring kapara for? So says in Netziv the following chiddush. Tinhei Mekdavar here in Shmos Yudches Beis, he says, even though Olav Shlamim Afagav She Ba'in Nedava Mikomakum Himiratzin, even though Shlamim is voluntary, you actually do get Kapara for. He brings a Raya from Erechin that we'll see in a little bit. Says the Miratzin. So what do they come to offer us for? So he says, I think the goal of Shlamim is Mevim Shlamim. Lahasik, sorry, I just lost that for you. Mevim shlamim lahasig midash hashalom. Shlamim is brought to bring people, to bring shalom together. It's a way of ensuring shalom, because mission avos, shoshet varm ha'olam kayim, ahadin ahemes v'al hashalom, that it's a way of uniting, of bringing together a kind of shalom. The Netziv says the same thing in Zvachim Chav Testament Beis. The Gemara there makes it sound like Kodshim give Kapara. That Kodshim give Kapara. Rashi there says, it's Litein Shalom Ben Yisrael La'avim Shebashamayim. It causes peace between us and Hashem Yisbarach. Says in Netziv, you see from Rashi on some level, that the goal of it is to bring a degree of Shalom here between Klal Yisrael and others. The Netziv in Bechoros emphasizes something else. He says maybe not all the Shlamims are always brought for Kapara, but many of them are Loratzos al Midas HaShalom VeHaChesed. Al Shalom VeHaChesed. It's there to increase things. He writes that, you know, as an example, in Zvachim, it's not just between us and Hashem, but even amongst us. That if I didn't lend someone money when I could have, or things like that, it's all about coming along and trying to ensure a degree of shalom. The Netziv, in trying to prove that Shlamim brings Kapara, gets very excited about a Rashi and Erchin. Rashi and Erchin seems to say, commenting on a Gemara, the Gemara tells us in Erchin to bring a Chatas or an Asha because we assume they'll do it on their own. It's for Kapara, they'll do it on their own. The Gemara says, but an Ola and a Shlamim, we will force you to bring. And the simple pshat of that Gemara in Erchin, Rabbeinu Gershom says, is that Ola and Shlamim are not brought for Kapara. So people may not end up bringing it, even if I initially said I wanted to, maybe I'll bring it. But Rashi has an interesting line there. Rashi says, but really the Shlamim is brought because you neglected to fulfill an Aseh. Shlamim is brought for Bittul Aseh. It's a very odd Rashi, because Shlamim is not brought for Bittul Aseh. What's brought for Bittul Aseh? Karban. Ola is brought if I didn't fulfill an Aseh. So most of the Rishonim and Achronim argue it's a misprint in Rashi. And Rashi never meant to say that Shlamim is brought for not bringing an Aseh. Ola is brought for not bringing an Aseh. But the Netziv says, no, Rashi's onto something here. That Shlamim is really brought as a form of Kapara. As a Kapara for and a Tfila towards bringing more Shalom. So he likes Rashi's version of Shalom, not the Ralbag's version of Shalom. It's not once there's peace, it's Metilin Shalom Ba'olam. That's why I bring a Karban Shlamim. That's why I bring Karban Shlamim. That's the Netziv's Mahalich, which may have some Rayas in Rashi in different places. That may be the Netziv's Mahalich. I'll give you one more Rashi, if you want. Those of you that the Mincha Shir, this will be good for you. Is there a mitzvah to eat kachim kalim? Is there the iser of not having done sufficient chesed? Not having done sufficient chesed. Says the way that it says, Rabbi. Is there a mitzvah to eat kachim kalim? So the Rambam says the pashtas. It's a little more complicated, but the Rambam says no. There's a mitzvah to eat chatas and asham because when you eat chatas and asham, that gives you kapara. V'achlu osam. Asher Kapara, that gives you Kapara. But the Rambam, but Kachim Kalim, Pashtis, there really isn't a Kapara. And therefore, the Rambam says, there's no mitzvah to eat a Karban Shlamim. You can, there's no mitzvah. But Rashi in Psachim on Daf Nuntes says, there's also a mitzvah to eat a Karban Shlamim. What is his proof? The Achlu Osam Asher Kapara, the Pasuk about Kapara. So it seems like, according to at least some Rashis and the Netziv, you eat Karban Shlamim to bring a degree of Kapara. To bring a degree of Kapara. Couple questions? Yeah, Effie, to answer your question. The Rashi in Erechin says you bring a Shlamim because you didn't fulfill an Aseh. Most understand that Rashi there's some sort of a Toh Sofer, and that Rashi doesn't mean you bring a Shlamim for an Aseh. Shlamim has nothing to do with Kapara. But the Netziv says, no, Rashi is right that Shlamim does come to bring Kapara. He thinks it's not all Aseis, it's only the Aseh of Chesed, but at least he's on general clarity thus far. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, questions? Ezra, what's up? I don't know the answer to that.
So therefore we eat it all together.
I don't know enough to know like what really does the shalom. I don't know enough of the mechanics of it. Binyamin, the Gemara in Erechin said that an Ola and a Shlamim, if you are chayef to bring one, will force you to bring it because we don't assume that people will on their own for sure bring it. Because it sounded a simple pshat, there's no kapara there, and therefore people won't feel the need to bring it. So we have to, we will encourage them and go take their money to make sure they bring a Karban Ola. However, the simple pshat is not, Shlamim has nothing to do with Kapara at all. Chumash never mentions it. It doesn't seem like it, any of the names, anything to do with Kapara. Most of the sins are already pretty much taken by other Karbanos, most of the Chatayim. So it doesn't seem like it. The Rambam seems to be in this camp, there's no Kapara, a very famous Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, Paragimo Halacha Tesvav. we know that when you bring karbanos, so you say a vidoy, at least by a lot of the karbanos. Not by mincha, that was one of the rayas that mincha is not kapara based, but often you say a vidoy. Says the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, what is the vidoy that I say by karbanos? So he says, keta misvada. Omer chatasi, avisi, pashasi, vasisi, kach v'kach, vechzarti b'tshuva, v'zo kaparasi. With most of the karbanos, chatas, shlamim, maybe ola, maybe I confess a sin that I did while I'm sort of bringing the karban. What about karban shlamim? So hayah karban shlamim, so make b'chol makam sheyirtze min hazar makam shchita. You have to do smicha and lean on it. But do I do vidoy? So the Rambam says, v'yirili, it seems to me. So the Rambam says when he means there's no real mucker in Chazal, but it seems to him that am I mizvada on a carbon shlamim? So the Netziv maybe he would say yes. Maybe. We'll see the Netziv. But says the Rambam, v'yirvada al hashlamim, you don't say vidoy, pas, just because, not brought for a sin. What do you do? Aval omer divrei shevach. Omer divrei shevach. B'makom, the vidoy, you say words of praise. So says the Rambam. Okay. Let's unpackage things. Says the Rambam, when you offer a karban shlamim, you have to say a vidoy. Sorry, say a vidoy with karbanos. But instead of saying a vidoy with a shlamim, instead you have to say words of praise. Divrei shevach, divrei shevach. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. So let's point out one quick ha'ara, and then we'll dig a little bit. The Masas HaMelech there, it's on the Mekoro sheet, has an amazing ha'ara. It seems like the vidoy of shlamim is to say divrei shevach. How is that a vidoy at all? It's like a very, like, like Rifkukian, positive, neo-chassidic kind of a vidoy. You know, like my vidoy is like, I love Hashem and it's all good, let's praise Him. You know, but like, that's not the vidoy of Chatas and Hashem. So how is that a vidoy? So oddly enough, he does not say what I just said. He has the following ha'ara. It's less important for shlamim, but it's an important yisod. It's an important yisod about vidoy. So we can mention a yisod, we'll mention yisod along the way. He has a yisod. He says that he heard from the Brisker Rav, the same yisod, that vidoy on a karban actually accomplishes two functions. One is that typically vidoy is what you say as a means of part of your tshuva process, the standard vidoy. That's part of your tshuva process. But says the Masas HaMelech, part of vidoy also is sheyifaret inyan hakarban. That when you offer the karban, it's an important din, that goal and function of the karban. So when I bring a chatas, the reason why I confess my sins and engage in vidoy is both because I need to do tshuva and because I have to be mefaret. This is why I'm bringing the karban. But part of the shlamim is not about kapara. I have to verbalize when I bring it. It's part of like the vidoy almost. That part of what I'm trying to do is to bring up the fact to say divrei shevach. That's a chiddush in vidoy. Vidoy of karban is not only about confessing sins, vidoy and tshuva. It's also about clarifying what you're bringing it for, which is why there's a din of vidoy in karban shlamim. Okay. But, if it's not brought for kapara, why are we bringing a regular karban shlamim? A regular karban shlamim. Along those lines, why is the fact that we all eat it, shalom, that one day in Rashi, Klal Yisrael, Kohanim, and Mizbeach, all eating it, why is that part of its essence? What's Shlamim really all about? So I'm going to share with you a Mahalach. It is, to my knowledge, I think, the standard Mahalach, which is said about Karban Shlamim, I believe. And we'll try to develop it in a way which can be hopefully helpful. If any of us learn Meseches Chulin this year, so we'll see a Gemara in Meseches Chulin. If any of us are NYU not learning Chulin, so then we did not learn Chulin. Let's see what we got. Okay. Let's begin and unpackage the idea in the following way. It's a very beautiful idea. If any of us were in the Beis Medrash, the first Shabbos of the year, when Evreich spoke, I think, about the godless of Basar Taiva, so we will get there also. Let's begin as follows. There is a Gemara Meseches Chulin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the whole time that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, we were not allowed to stam eat meat. Basar taiva was not allowed. The only basar that you were allowed to eat was basar of kachin. Meaning, as Rashi says, if you were a regular Jew, the only way that you could eat in the Midbar, that you could eat kachin, was if you were going to eat a carbon shlamim. That was the only way you could eat basar taiva. The only way you could eat basar taiva. The only way I could stam have meat was if I offered as a carbon shlamim. That was it. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Dalet, does not paskin that way. The Rambam thinks that in the Midbar also there were ways to eat meat. There were ways to eat meat. Nechira, Shechita, you can look there in Perek Dalet, Halachas Yitzayin, Tzidches, there were other ways to eat meat. But it is still possible, that ideally shlamim, for at least certainly for Rabbi Yishmael, and maybe in general, was sort of like the ideal way to eat basar taiva. The best kind of barbecue, if you wanted to grill, would have been a carbon shlamim. If you look according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's possible that in Eretz Yisrael, when we are mekel in Eretz Yisrael, and we allow you to come along and to actually eat with regular shchitas chulin, to eat outside of the mikdash, to eat regular, you're living in shalvim, you can just grill and it's all good. The fact that you're allowed to do that is in many ways potentially a concession. Meaning, since we're too far away to always offer shlamim whenever we want, so lemaisa, we allow you to have basar taiva. But the ideal way of eating basar taiva may have been to eat it as a carbon shlamim. That's step one. If that is true, the goal of carbon shlamim and part of the shalom between is essentially a holy way of elevating your basar taiva. It's a way, if you want to have meat, it is the best and holiest way of eating, having that achilas basar. It's not so clear that we always come to with achilas basar, when we are and when we aren't. The best way to allow you to do that was through carbon shlamim. That was the way that you were going to do so. That at least is the beginning of the big mahalach. Step one of the mahalach. That's the goal of carbon shlamim. You find something really interesting. Velvel, the Rambam is in Perek Dalet Halacha Yitzayin Tzidches. Here's something interesting. Okay. Do you make a bracha when you eat carbon shlamim? You're Yisrael eating your carbon shlamim, so do I make a bracha? So the pashtus is that whether I make a bracha or not should be based on whether it's a mitzvah or not. Obviously, a birchas hanehenin I have to make, say a shahakol. We'll get there in a second, though. It's an important ha'ara. But do I have to make a birchas ha-mitzvah? So I would think that is based on whether there's a mitzvah of eating carbon shlamim. According to the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam says that there are 24 matnos kahuna. And says the Rambam, v'chol ha'ochal matana sheyef bo kedusha, when a kohen eats a matana with kedusha, mevarech asher kedushan b'mitzvosa, b'kedushasol shel Aaron, v'tzivanu lechol chatas. So the Rambam tells us, as an example, that whenever a kohen eats something with kedusha, he makes a bracha. What about when a regular Yisrael eats? Does he make a bracha? Does he not make a bracha? So here is something fascinating. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amunah, Hilchos Bikurim, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky just happens to comment on the Rambam, I'm talking back and forth to screen sharing, says, and by the way, a Zohar who eats Kachem Kalim, Ein Mevarech Ella, what bracha does he say? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosa V'tzivanu Le'echol HaZevach. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky seems to think that according to the Rambam, when a Yisrael eats Kachem Kalim, he would make a bracha. But the reality is that according to the Rambam, no such bracha is actually found. No such bracha is actually found. Where do you see a bracha? So it's one of these Rashis, which it's one of the name that Kachem. It's a Rashi in Brachos Amemches Amid Beis. It is possible to learn Brachos Amemches Amid Beis and to glance over this Rashi. but no longer. Says Rashi, Shaton levarich lifnei achila. You have to make a bracha before you eat your shlamim. Ahazevach, what bracha do I say? What do I say? Baruch asher kedeshanu b'mitzvot v'tivanu le'echol es hazevach. It is a bracha I make of before I'm eating kachim kalim. V'heichan tivanu v'habaser tochal from the psukim there that speak about how shechita allows you to eat meat. That's what you're saying. Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvot v'tivanu le'echol es hazevach. Thus far, what we've seen is that carbon shlamim is a kachim kalim. 2 days and one night. When you offer a carbon shlamim, it's you can eat it, Kohanim can eat it, the Mizbeach gets to eat it. We wondered why we're offering a carbon shlamim. We saw that a carbon shlamim, one mahalach and tziv, and maybe Rashi, has an element of kapara. Second mahalach, it's a way of elevating your basar taiva. Instead of just having meat, stam, you're having meat as part of a carbon, it elevates, it's mekadesh, you're eating to be a holier kind of eating. Step one. Step two, we saw that Rashi and the Rambam seem to have a machlokas, do you make a bracha when you eat carbon shlamim? Simple pshat, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah. According to Rashi, there is a mitzvah. Okay. I would probably say that that's a nafka mina to the two mehalchim. If you understand that the reason why I'm eating a shlamim is like Rashi himself may hold, that it brings me kapara. So just like there's a mitzvah to eat chatas and a mitzvah to eat asham, and when the kohanim eat it, they give kapara, so too for carbon shlamim, you make a bracha on the carbon because it also gives you kapara, and there's a mitzvah to eat kachim that give kapara. That is what I would probably say. However, the Rambam says, not true. Carbon shlamim doesn't give you kapara. There's no vidoy on a sin. You say divrei shevach. So therefore, says the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to eat shlamim. Shlamim is just the way that you eat basar taiva. It is the way that you happen to eat meat. But it's not a chiyuv per se. It's if you want to have smoked meat or grilled meat, so you offer on the mizbeach, and that's the way that you have it. But there's no chiyuv or no mitzvah whatsoever. So potentially, we have a nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. Do you make a bracha? For Rashi, it brings kapara. Eating karbanos that gives kapara is a mitzvah. Therefore, you say, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. However, according to the Rambam, that's not necessarily true. Not necessarily true at all. How are we doing so far? Clarity? 1, 2, and 3? Okay. Questions, comments, or thoughts? The chat is great. You can ask it live. People have been doing different things. Whatever you want. Okay. There is an additional mahalach, which is an amazing insight. Rav Yair Khan, who's a Rebbe in Gush, developed this. I didn't have the other sefer by my makom, but I had this one at home. So, you know. Mincha Zevach. He has a very sharp insight. You can take it or leave it, but it's a very, very sharp Torah here. He says, you know, the real mucker for this bracha that's quoted by Rashi in Brachos Memches Mebeis is a tosefta in Brachos. There's something, however, fascinating about this. Pay attention. Hayamakriv Menachos B'Yerushalayim. You make a bracha when you offer a mincha, Shegianu Zmanazah, Bracha Shechianu. You also say, or Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvot V'Tivanu L'Hakriv Menachos. You have a bracha to bring it. But what do you say when you eat the karban mincha? Kishu ochlan omer hamotzi lecha min haaretz. You may say hamotzi, it's bread. Not that fancy of a point. Hayamakiv zvachim b'Yerushalayim, omer baruch shegia zman hazek, kishu makriv, and omer baruch asher kishan mitzvotu lakiv zvachim, kishu ochlan omer baruch asher kishan mitzvotu v'tivanu lechol zvachim. There's something amazing about this tosefta. Amazing about this tosefta. And it's also Maduk and Rashi, but the following. Shlamim and Menachos are similar. You're bringing it, you say Ashechianu. You're going to offer it, you say Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvot B'Tzivanu Lehakriv Menachos Lehakriv Zvachem. Before you eat it, though, the Mincha gets a Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz, and the Zvachem gets Asher Kiddushanu Mizbot V'tivanu Le'echol Zochem. What about its Birchas Hanehenin? Meaning, the Tosefta was talking about Birchas Hanehenin. It's in Mesechus Brachos, and it mentioned the Minchas Birchas Hanehenin. What about the Zvachim's Birchas Hanehenin? Where is the Shehakol? What's going on? What's happening here? What's the bracha that I make? Rav Kahn therefore suggests, he develops and brings a raya to this and tries to explain things based on this, but he offers an amazing insight. He says, I think it's possible to suggest that this bracha quoted by Rashi and Brachos Minchas Mabez is actually in the context of a Birchas Hanehenin in Sugya. And if you look at the Tosefta, it's possible it's a very odd phenomenon. I'm going to give context. I don't know if he points this out, but I'll give context. There are brachas that are classic Birchas HaMitzvahs. Asher Kishanam Ebod V'tivanu, Anatilas Lulav. There is a phenomenon, at least in one context, of a bracha which is in Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvot v'tivanu, which may not be a Birchas HaMitzvah. Where do we find that? For some Rishonim, Birchas Erisim. Asher v'tivanu al harayos, whatever, that bracha, I'm too tired, and you don't want to hear my singing it. If you want to come Shalvim, I daven for the Amid pretty much 3 times a day nowadays, Letzari Harav. Or I'm happy I daven for them 3 times a day, but I'd rather circumstances be different. Now, that is an Asher Kiddushanu, which is not a standard Birchas HaMitzvah. Suggests Rav Kahn, is it possible that for Karban Shlamim, its Birchas Hanehenin is Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvot V'tivanu Le'echol Zvachem. It's a Birchas Hanehenin, which also sort of has a mitzvah-y component to it. That seems to be, in many ways, almost like the Pshat in the Tosefta. You know, you bring the Zvachim Menachos, so you say Yeshachianu. You offer, you say Lahakiv Menachos, Lahakiv Zvachim. Before you eat it, Hamotzi, and Asher Kiddushanu mitzvot v'tivanu le'echol zvachem. It's Birchas Hanenin is that. What's the Pshat? Why would it's Birchas Hanenin have, like, an Asher Kiddushanu mitzvot v'tivanu, hare it's a Birchas Hanenin? What's going on? So I believe he suggests, full disclosure, I skimmed the article pretty quickly, but full disclosure, I believe he suggests, or if not, I believe one could suggest, that what's happening is the following. The goal of eating a Karban Shlamim is about it being Basar Taiva that you are elevating. It's about elevating the Basar Taiva that you have. It therefore doesn't get the regular Shehakol Basar Taiva gets, but it's not a classic mitzvah ayochi if to eat it. It's like a Kadosh version of eating it. It's the way that Hashem commanded us, the Asher Kedem Votzav, to eat Basar Taiva in the holiest way. So it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah because it's not a classic mitzvah, but nor is it classic Birchas HaNehenin either. It's sort of the Kadosh eating of Basar Taiva. So it has, its Birchas HaNehenin reflects that Kedusha of Achilas Basar Taiva. So he suggests, which is why it has its own bracha. So maybe it's a nafkamina, kapara or not. It may have a shahakal, Ezra. Which is fine, because there it's not about Elv. No, it's fine for the Vort. I'll get there, I'll explain after, if that's okay. But for the Shlamim, it may be that it's about being Mekadesh, that form of Basar Taiva, so it's Berach HaNenin has a bit of a different kind of it. That Ezra is different than the eating of Karban Chatas, where it's not about elevating the Basar Taiva you're having, Karbanos. So it may have a regular bracha, a real Birchas HaMitzvah it has, because Shal Aron, and it may also just have a regular shakal. It's not about elevating the Basar Taiva. Maybe it doesn't have a shakal. I have no idea if it has its own bracha either. I can't say for sure about that. But certainly for the Shlamim, it's like in between status, maybe because of this. Let's chazer what we saw today about Karba and Shlamim, and then we'll do some Parsha for those that are interested. Parsha Shlach, I believe. We saw in Parsha about Shlamim that Shlamim is a unique kind of a Karban. It's Kachim Kalim, Shechter, wherever you want. You can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. It's eaten by, what's unique about Shlamim, 2 days, 1 night, Bailim, Kohanim, Mizbeach, everyone eats it. It's either the result of Shalom or bring Shalom. We saw for the Netziv and maybe Rashi, it gives you some kapara, maybe for Shalom and for bringing more Shalom to the world. Maybe that's what it's about. Alternatively, maybe it's not about kapara at all. The Rambam, there's no vidoy. It's just divrei shevach. What is it about? So maybe it's about the most kadosh way of eating. You can eat basar taiva all the time, and it's a good thing to do. But kadosh basar taiva, that's something which is unique. If you can eat basar taiva bikdusha, so that's something which is somewhat elevated. And shlamim is the ideal way. And some goes to Hashem, and some goes to Kohanim, and some goes to me. That's the best way of elevating it. That's at least why. That's in light of that Gemara and Chulin, the Rambam Hilchos Shechita. And we pointed out from a Khan that maybe, that's sort of the pshat in what it could be argued, again, not the only Mahalach, but what it could be argued is the Birchas Hananin version of it, which is you make a bracha, it's not a real mitzvah, but you are being mekadesh it, you are elevating it. It's a huge chiddush, but I think in light of the Gemara Menachos, in light of the Tosefta, maybe what to say for it, I guess we will now do a little bit of...